Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and thank you for tuning in. This is What's Your Ruth. It's August the 11th, 2013, 8 o'clock in the morning. This is my program Here, There, and Everywhere. Talking about the things that we don't want to know, least of all talk about. Even such, the lunatic fringe. So, just in case anyone was wondering, I posted last night on my Facebook page about the China Syndrome event taking place in Japan. And it just makes everyone feel very faint-hearted. And we have been warned in advance that these things that humanity will destroy the earth and Satan and his minions are here to make sure it all happens. But God is here to strengthen your faith and encourage you and to keep you from becoming faint-hearted in all troubles. And all the troubles that you are going through are part of God's plan for us Christians. Yes, but God, our Father himself, and our Lord Jesus Christ makes our love grow over and over and over. And our hearts, because of that, will be made strong. Yes, that's what the word says. Even though men say, even though radiation flows all throughout, isn't that so? Yes. So, I know that I can't focus on things that I can't control. All I can focus on is what God wants me to do and wants anyone to do, and that is to be pleasing in your daily living. God gave us the commandments to obey, and then he wants you to be holy and pure, to keep clear of all sexual sin, so that each one of you will marry in holiness and in honor. Never cheat, never take another man's wife, never be dirty-minded or full of lust. Be only holy and clean. He warns us that if anyone refuses to live by these rules, he's disobeying God's rules. So, if he does disobey those rules, he's also disobeying the rules of the Holy Spirit. He wants us to be pure in brotherly love. And this should be your ambition, to live a quiet life, keeping to your own business and doing your own work, just as we told you before. Yes, I want you to know, since we believe that Jesus died and then came back to life again, we can also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with him all the Christians who have died. For the Lord himself will come down. When is this going to happen? When people are saying all is well and everything is quiet and peaceful. And then all of a sudden, disaster will fall upon them suddenly as a woman's birth pain again, as a child is born, and the people will not be able to get away anywhere. You're not in the dark about this. You know, and you won't be surprised like a thief in the night because you're children of the light and of the day. You don't belong to the darkness. God has not chosen to pour out his anger upon us, but to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, because he died for us so that we can live. Whether we are dead or alive at the time of his return. So he has commanded each other of us to encourage each other, to build each other up, just as we're doing now, and honor each other. And don't esteem yourself higher than someone else. And remember, no quarreling among yourselves. See that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to everyone else, and always be joyful. Always keep on praying no matter what happens. Always be thankful, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus Christ. Don't scoff at those who prophesy, but test everything. Test everything that's said and make sure that it's true. And if it is, then accept it, but always keep away from every kind of evil. And always let God, the God of peace himself, make you entirely pure, and always be devoted to him. And your soul and your spirit and your body be kept strong until the day when Jesus Christ returns. Because God has called you to be his child. And he has promised to do just as he said. He will do this that for those who wait in patience and complete faith in God. Be fair in everything you do, because that pleases God. He is using you and your sufferings to make you ready and others ready for his kingdom. He is, at this very same time, preparing judgment. And he is also preparing judgment for those who hurt you, who hurt me, who hurt the earth. He hears our cries from the heavens above and the holy courts. They hear from above. In flaming fires with his mighty angels, he hears, bringing judgment on those who do not wish to know God and who refuse to accept his plan to save them through our Lord Jesus Christ. They will be punished in everlasting hell forever, separated from the Lord. They will never see his glory or his power. He comes and he will redeem those who praise him and stand in admiration of him for all that he's done for his people and his saints. He comes with a flaming tongue of fire for those who praise him, who have believed in him, who keep praying. Yes. And if you do, you will be made one of these kinds of children that he wants to have, and he will make you as good as you wish to be, rewarding you with all the faith and with all of his power. Because of the results they see in you and the great glory that they see in you, others will climb aboard his great lap. And now, let me remind you, and let me tell you, that you should not be carried away by deceived people or fables, or by people having visions or messages from God or letters that are supposed to have come. Don't be carried away. Two things must happen: the great apostasy,
Yes. The great apostasy will happen, a great rebellion against God, and then the man of rebellion will come, the son of hell. He will go in and sit as God in the temple of God, claiming that he himself is God, and he will come. And what is keeping him from being here now, for he can come only when his time is ready, for the work of this man of rebellion and hell will do when he comes, it is already going on. This wicked one will appear, whom the Lord Jesus will burn up with the breath of his mouth and destroy by his presence when he returns. But he will fool everyone. Yes, this man of sin will come as Satan's tool, full of satanic power, and he will trick everyone with strange demonstrations and will do great miracles in your sight. He will completely fool those who are on their way to hell and have said no to the truth. God's going to let them believe a lie. And they'll be justly judged for believing lies. They enjoyed their sins. But we ourselves have been cleansed, and we do the work of the Holy Spirit, and we trust in the truth. And we know that the Lord is faithful, and he will make us strong. And we know that he guards us from every kind of satanic attack. Yes. The Lord brings us into ever deeper understanding because of our patience. And he has commanded us to stay away from Christians that bring discord and those that loaf and those that don't choose to work. Yes. Don't think of him as an enemy, but speak to him as one you would to a brother who would need to be warned. Yes, we do know that our Lord and our Savior, the God our Father in Jesus Christ, shows us kindness and mercy and peace of mind and a peace in our hearts that surpasses all understanding. But he warns us to stop and think. He warns us in the final fig tree generation, that which we are, to stop and stay away from men who are teaching wrong doctrines, to put an end to their myths and fables and their ideas of being saved by finding favor with endless chains of angels leading up to God with ideas that stir up questions and arguments. Yes. Instead of helping people accept God's plan of faith. Is that right? Yes. We must stay away from those who claim to be Christians but don't walk with pure hearts, don't walk with a pure, clean mind, and aren't walking with full-on strength, the full armor of God, the helmet, the shield, and the sword. They want to become famous teachers of the law. Laws are good when they're used as God intended them. But they were not made for us, whom God saved. They are for sinners who hate God, who have rebellious hearts, who curse and swear and attack their fathers and mothers and murder others. Yes, these are the ones that the laws are made for. They are made to identify as sinners all who are immoral and impure, homosexuals and kidnappers,
liars, and all others who do things that contradict the glorious good news of our blessed God, whose messenger was sent. Yes. Even I used to scoff at the name of Jesus Christ, but I didn't know what I was doing then. I didn't know Jesus at that time. But now, I know what kind of Lord he was, because he showed me how to trust him. And he's shown me how to be full of the full love of Jesus Christ. And now I long for everyone to know it, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And I was also a great sinner. But God had mercy on me, so that Jesus Christ could use me as an example to show everyone how patient he is. And with even me, one of the worst sinners, so that others will realize that they too can have everlasting life. Do glory and honor to God forever and ever. He is the King of all of the ages. He is the unseen one who never dies. He was without mother, without father, without descent. He had no genealogy. He always was. He alone is God, and he is full of wisdom. He has commanded that we fight well in Lord's battle, just as the Lord told us to do through his prophets. So now as we walk as the fig tree generation, cling tightly to your faith in Christ and always keep your conscience clear, doing what you know what is right, always. Here are his directions. Pray for others every day and plead for mercy on them. And every day give thanks for everything he's doing for you and what he's doing for them. In all things, pray and take each day, live in peace and live in quietness. Spending your time in godly living and thinking much about the Lord Creator God, the Creator of the universe. This is good and it pleases him. He longs for all to be saved, and he longs for all to understand the truth. He wants everyone to know that God is on one side and all the people on the other side, and Jesus Christ himself, who was man and God, is now and was between you and him, bringing us together. He gives us life, and he does so for all of humanity. This is the message. This is the proper time for you to give that message to the world, and you have been chosen because it's been revealed to you that this is the absolute truth. I want everywhere, I want all men of faith through the salvation of God's plan. I want men everywhere to pray with holy hands lifted up to God, lifted up for the freedom from sin and anger and resentment. Yes. Lift your arms and praise the Lord and let everyone notice you for being kind and good. Yes, every day. And remember it's true that the way to live a godly life is not easy. But it does lie in Christ. He, Christ, who came
to Earth as a man. It was proved spotless. Yes, he was. And pure. Yes, he who came to Earth as a man was proved to be spotless and pure in his spirit, was served by angels, was preached among the nations, was accepted by man everywhere, and was received up again to his glory in heaven. Amen. But the Holy Scriptures tell us clearly that in the last times, that some will wander away from Christ. They will be eager to follow teachers with devil-inspired ideas. Teachers will tell lies with straight faces and do so. They will do so so often that their conscience will be so seared they won't even know they are doing wrong. And even they then will say, it's wrong to be married. It's wrong to eat meat. Even though God gave these things to do, God gave these things for well-taught Christians to enjoy and to be thankful for. Yes. Well, don't waste time arguing over foolish things, silly myths and legends. Spend your time and energy in the exercise of keeping spiritually fit. This is the truth that everyone should know and accept. Yes. Bodily exercise is all right, but spiritual exercise is much more important and is a tonic for all that you do. So exercise yourself spiritually and practice being a better Christian, because that will help you, not only in this life, but in the next life also. Yes, it's hard to live this life, and we will suffer in much. In order that other people will believe, and our hope is in this, that God died for all. And he died specifically and particularly for you and me, and for all of those who accepted this salvation. And he has told us in the word of his testimony, to the prophets, and to the apostles, and to the priests, to teach these things, and to make sure that everyone learns them well. He said, put these abilities to work, to throw yourselves into these tasks, so that everyone will know and can see that in you, and that you keep a close watch on all that you do and think. Stay true to what is right and good, and God will bless you and use you to help others. Yes. And think only pure thoughts. The church should take loving care. The church should take care of those who have no one else. Be kind, and your kindness should start at home. Take care of those who can't take care of themselves. Take care of the poor and the needy of the world, and spend much time in prayer. And those who will not take care of their own relatives has no right to call themselves a Christian, and you should stay away from them. Remember that not everyone that says they're a pastor lives a holy life. So, in all things, in all words, test that in the judgment day, all will be revealed and all those terrible truths. Yes, and he says these truths to encourage in all and to also obey them, these things. They are sound. They are wholesome teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they are the foundation of a godly life. And anyone who says anything differently, stay away from them, because they are arguers. They have warped minds, and they're warped by sin. They don't know the truth, and they don't know how to tell the truth. Yes, we should be well satisfied, and we should live a quiet life, and we should be well satisfied if we have enough food and enough clothing. For the love of money is the first step towards all kinds of sin. So run away from all these kinds of things and work instead at what is right and good, in learning to trust Him and to learning to trust others, to be patient and gentle, to fight on for God. Yes. Hold tightly to the eternal life which God has given you and which you have confessed with a ringing confession before all of the witnesses, a cloud of witnesses through you. For in due season, Christ will be revealed from heaven by the blessed and the almighty God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone can never die. Who lives in light of so terrible light that no human being can approach Him? No mere human being has ever seen Him. So don't trust in your money. God will always richly give those who are in need. He has sent you out to tell men and women everywhere about the eternal life He has promised them through the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't fail to do these things that God has entrusted to you. Keep out of foolish arguments with those who boast of their knowledge and say, "Thus, prove your knowledge in this or that." The Holy Spirit's gift is from God, and He doesn't want you to be afraid. Hold tightly to the pattern that was taught to you, especially that of the faith and the love concerning Jesus Christ. He has made all of this plain to us by coming to us through Jesus Christ, who broke the power of death and showed us the way of the everlasting life through trusting Him. So now, follow the Lord's rules for doing good. Do His work. And just as a soldier of Christ, take on your share of suffering as a good soldier. Satisfy the Lord's rules for doing His work. Just as an athlete, either follow His rule or be disqualified. Because no one will win the prize if they did not follow the rules. And don't ever forget that the wonderful fact that Jesus Christ was a man, that He was born into King David's family, and that He was God also. And that was demonstrated and shown by the fact that He rose again from the dead. And I am comforted by this, because I know Christ suffered and died, that I would live again with Him in heaven, and that's not a lie. And that when He comes, He will resurrect the dead. So run from everything that brings evil thoughts. And just trust in Him. Lay in His heavenly, gracious arms. Feel safe. Praise the King. He's on His way. Hope to talk to you tomorrow.